Chapter 27. In that day, the Lord with his hard and great and strong sword will punish Leviathan the swift serpent, and Leviathan the crooked serpent, and he will kill the monster that is in the sea. In that day, a vineyard of wine sing to it, I am the Lord, its keeper. I will water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I will keep it night and day. Wrath is not in me. Would that the briars and thorns were against me in battle. I would march on them. I would burn them together. Or else let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me. Yes, let him make peace with me. In days to come shall Jacob take root. Israel shall blossom and bud, and they shall fill the surface of the world with fruit. Has he struck them as he struck those who struck them? Or are they slain according to the slaughter of those who were slain by them? In measure, when you send them away, you do contend with them. He has removed them with his rough blast in the day of the east wind. Therefore by this shall the iniquity of Jacob be forgiven. And this is all the fruit of taking away his sin, that he makes all the stones of the altar as chalkstones that are beaten asunder, so that the Asherim and the sun images shall rise no more. For the fortified city is solitary, a habitation deserted and forsaken, like the wilderness. There shall the calf feed, and there shall he lie down, and consume the branches of it. When the boughs of it are withered, they shall be broken off. The women shall come and set them on fire. For it is a people of no understanding. Therefore he who made them will not have compassion on them, and he who formed them will show them no favor. It shall happen in that day that the Lord will beat off his fruit from the flood of the river to the brook of Egypt, and you shall be gathered one by one, you children of Israel. It shall happen in that day that a great trumpet shall be blown, and they shall come who were ready to perish in the land of Assyria, and those who were outcast in the land of Egypt, and they shall worship the Lord in the holy mountain at Jerusalem.